You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect. Do. Yes. Welcome, everybody, to another exciting Prem show with the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerreros.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show right here on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
That's right. It also happens to be the gulliest.
That's right.
I think you already know that, though.
Freddie A89 in the chat coming through with the engaged poppy, okay? Exciting times for old Polanco.
How do you feel? How do you feel you are now engaged? And I might add that when I first met you 10 years ago, I would never have assumed you'd be here.
Why? Not because of...
You were just an anti-commitment person.
Hold up, bro.
These are facts.
This is what a wild misrepresentation of who I am. Did I play the field? Yes, okay. I'm Dominican. We love baseball, all right? Yeah,
it's part of my culture.
Okay, there's 9 positions on the field. I'm trying to see which one is the right one for me. Okay?
All right, welcome to Karma Sutra Stadium for today's baseball game.
So, man, it wasn't an anti-commitment. It was a combination of... family traumas and not having any money and being and not having any faith or confidence in myself to support a family. So it was mostly
Wikipedia,
that.
But yeah, no one changes over 10 freaking years. And Crimson Pizza said he finally ate enough veggie burgers for his girlfriend to say yes. I will tell you this: Christian never told me he was going to propose, but I knew he was going to. When the man got free Zaps chips in the mail and said, I'm not allowed to eat them. The first ingredient is peanut oil, and that's an inflammatory. And I said, this man is broken, and we are now in the movie Get Out.
Look, there were signs, all right?
Yeah.
No,
it's so cool. Andrew said, Fubo, we want you to increase engagement. Christian proposes.
I hear you. I know what you mean.
Yo, engagement through the roof, just like my debt now. Are we good?
Steven Jumper just said, it took a pandemic to get him engaged. Hey, you know what?
It's a wedding bandemic.
I was really coordinating with Wuhan directly. Yeah.
up the bat soup.
So thank you, everybody. Yeah, everybody's been so supportive and nice, and so thank you for that. Nutmeg is scratching the wall next to me, which is how he shows his support.
Which you hear it in the background. You already know what it is.
So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Again, we're excited about today's show. There's so much, obviously, to discuss in the world of European soccer, Premier League. But should we start the show? We have to announce the big news.
We have a major announcement.
We do. So we are going to be...
We're going to be giving something away.
We're going to be doing a giveaway. And we've done these in the past. They've always been fun. Twitch, especially in the last year, has been such a really great experience for us. being able to interact with you know, our supporters and people who are fans of soccer and of comedy. So,
and we want to give back to this community, because this community, we're on here just chit-chatting.
Yeah.
We're just in here, we're gabbing. That's all we do. You know what I mean? But this community was started for gaming.
Correct. Or at least Twitch was started for gaming.
That's the community I'm talking about. It's the Twitch community. The community we're gonna be doing, accepted us.
Yeah, we've been doing a bunch of things. Obviously, we play FIFA on here. We obviously record podcasts. We do watch-alongs. And the Champions League final is going to be coming up on the 29th. We're going to be doing a watch-along for that.
Shexa put 17th caller gets nutmeg. Wikipedia put Gully Squad Bachelor Party. That we got to do.
Stream Needle said, hey, now, Twitch is for sports. I need to keep my job. Okay, that's right.
That's true. It started as, and you allow us to come in here and just chit-chat about sports.
Exactly.
But we know why Twitch started and what is also very popular on here. So, Christian, tell me when. I will update the title as you say it.
Yes.
Tell me when.
So, on May 29th, it's the Champions League final, and we're going to be giving away...
We're going to be doing a watch-along.
We're going to do a watch-along.
During that watch-along.
Yes, during that watch-along, at some point, we will not tell you exactly when, so you got to stay and watch the whole damn thing.
That's right.
But on the 29th...
Odds are it's near the end.
On the 29th, during the Champions League final... When do I hit done? Right now, we're going to be giving away a PlayStation 5.
What? We are not kidding.
Well, this is a real PlayStation 5, not just an empty box. We're going to be giving away a PlayStation 5 during the Champions League final.
Do not let Nutmeg scratch up the PS5 box.
I will not. Okay, even though he is chewing on it right now. This is our goal. We're trying to get to 5,000 followers on
Stream
Twitch.
Nilo said, just cop it. Professional advice. We both got ours. We were going to give away the vaccine, but we thought, nah, people can get that now. So we're giving away the PS5.
It's too widely available.
Yeah. So, damn you, Biden.
So we're going to, this is our goal.
Vinegar Stroke says that box probably has books inside. It is Christian.
It's going to, you know, it's manga in there. So we're going to be giving away on the Champions League final. Our goal right now is to get 5,000 followers on Twitch. We're going to be putting out stuff on social to, you know, basically the rules are going to be follow us on Twitch, retweet the tweet that we post. We're going to do that at the end of this stream.
And that's it.
And we'll keep mentioning it throughout the up until the 29th. So you will have a chance.
Crimson Pizza said, what? Did Alexis this diamond guy get the PS5? If so, there's a PS3 in there.
So, yes, if you are here and if you are already a follower, then you have already entered. So there's going to be the only requirements are going to be following us on Twitch.
And you have to be watching. We're going to give you, like, I don't know, maybe like 60 seconds or something once we announce the winner, which will be done randomly. We have, what is it, Streamlabs
will pick a winner randomly.
From all of our followers, they'll randomly get it. If they don't respond in the chat with something, we'll figure out what it is they have to say so that we know they're there and that it's them. If they don't respond within 60 seconds, we do another raffle.
Yeah.
And so someone else gets
you
it.
Have to. So May 29th during the Champions League final. What time is the Champions League final? I should probably confirm that just to let people know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Imagine, I'm not available, actually.
If you are a follower, you already entered. Follow us. If you are not following and watch,
tell your friends to follow.
Yes. We're trying to get 5,000 followers on here. So that's going to be the requirement. Follow us here on Twitch. We're going to have a tweet, that
people
will
are putting in what they think the response is going to be. Tom United put respond with hashtag lasers out. Robert from LA put keyword is Alexis is a sexy, sexy man.
Okay. Follow us on Twitch. Retweet the tweet that we put out. You'll see it in a moment. And you can win a PS5 during the Champions League final. So
how awesome is that? We are giving away a PS5 to our followers.
That's it. Okay. So very, very exciting, wild times here in you know, Cooligans SC.
land. Crazy times.
Okay. So where should we begin when we're discussing footy? As far as the Premier League goes, let's take a quick look at the table. Obviously, there was a match today that we just saw. I mean, Arsenal played against Chelsea and won 1-0. That's up. I'm trying to make sense of this puppy, but this is what it is. Okay, what do you want now, Mike?
Tom United, I mentioned my double solo cup. That's because one of them had water in it, and the other one has cold brew, and I spilled one into the other. Sorry.
Okay. Here we go.
Numbeg wants the PS5. Numbeg wants to eat the PS5. We need to make sure that box is clean. Not like the potato chip box you gave me, which was not just scratched up, but all the bags were deflated. And I was like, how is that possible? He's like, oh, well, every once in a while, Numbeg would just lunge himself into the box of chips. I'm like, what kind of outfit are you running in this place?
Look, he likes to have fun. Leave him alone.
Not with my chips.
Okay, quick look at the table. We have, obviously, Matt, congratulations, Manchester City, winning the Premier League. No one knew if they would be able to do it. I mean,
did you hear about the beef that Manchester United got because of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer by not starting his A squad and essentially giving, so to speak, the title to City?
Well, what was he going to do? Right, because the Manchester United fans decided to, storm Old Trafford. There was all these matches had to happen in a short amount of time. Of course, he had to. This was a squad it's the only squad available, especially if they're trying to win the Europa League.
You heard it here first, folks. Christian is blaming the fans, the fans who love the club so much that they risked their own freedom by breaking and entering to the stadium.
Okay, yeah, the revolutionaries of Manchester United.
That's how history will remember them.
Look, I don't know, but Naso Kanju said they're not bothered about the title. It was about giving Leicester the advantage in the top four race.
I mean, Leicester still had to win, you know what I mean? And isn't that Brendan Rodgers' thing is to use a English term here, bottle it? At the end of the season. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he still had to win.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do with this dog. I'm so sorry.
Let's just keep going as if it's not happening.
Powering through. I don't know how much of a... does Manchester United have a beef with Leicester where they don't want them to succeed?
I just think people looking at it as saying, giving them an advantage of staying in the top four. I think that's it. I think also Leicester deserves to finish in the top four.
I agree. I don't know what the issue would be necessarily. I mean, the game almost didn't really matter for Manchester United, right?
Can we throw a shout out to the Banks family of Blackpool? RIP Little Man. I don't know what that is, but RIP. Say what you were saying again.
I forgot what I said.
Oh, wait. Not so cool. Andrew said, no, Leicester gaining 3 points makes it tougher on United's rivals. Well, then good.
Okay.
I mean, who's United's rivals? Chelsea, West Ham, Liverpool?
So essentially, like, they did them a favor.
Yeah, because Chelsea would have been, if they didn't gain those 3 points, Chelsea would be in third.
Okay.
I honestly don't care. You know what I'm more interested in? Does Arsenal actually have a chance of getting into the top six? Who's what matters now?
Maybe.
Or
right?
Is it? Yeah, it's top six. More,
yeah, because people were saying that there's two matches left, and Europa's a possibility if other teams lose.
So we need Liverpool, West Ham, and Tottenham to lose both and us win both. So I don't think that's going to happen.
And Liverpool has two matches in hand.
Right.
Everton has two matches in hand. So
I do think there's a chance that we could sneak. Look, if we finish above Tottenham, I kind of still look at the season as a success.
Success.
Buddy, you want to have fun. I don't think it's enough of a success for Arteta to calmly keep his job. I do think he will keep his job. I think he keeps his job for another year, but I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be easy, you know, peasy, like everyone loves Arteta just because you finished above Tottenham. No, but I, as a fan, at least I get to celebrate something. I mean,
but getting into Europa would at least mean something, right? There's this feeling, especially after losing against Villarreal, that was like, okay, we're done. We're not, you know, who's going to want to play here? There's no European football. But if that happens, which is, look, I would want Everton there more than Arsenal. Arsenal had their opportunity and squandered it. But if that ends up happening, you have to look at Arteta a little bit better, right? Realistically.
Well, since Boxing Day, Arsenal's one of the, I think, in fourth place, so to speak, of teams that have gotten the most points from the Premier League.
Okay.
So there, but remember, they had that long stretch of just trash games where they couldn't win. And to some degree, we're still sort of reeling from that. You know, had they had a couple of draws in there, you know what I mean? We would probably be in fifth or sixth position at the moment because we haven't played horrifically. But getting bounced out of Europa by your old manager and letting him run around and celebrate on your pitch, that's embarrassing. You got to look at the season as like, yo, that's woeful, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I just want to read, Tom United said 9-year-old who was killed. And I read about this. Actually, he was killed by a freak lightning storm. He was hit by lightning on the football pitch. He was 9 years old. He was a massive Liverpool fan. So shout outs to the Banks family, RIP, to the little man. I can't remember his name, but, what an absolute freak accident. And, it sucks. You hate to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that you said that, I remember I saw the headline and there's nothing crazier, right? It's just absolutely insane.
I mean, there's nothing you can do. I can't even imagine what that must have been like to see it.
Yeah. Let's talk about the teams getting relegated. We already know now, Fulham, West Brom, and...
Well, actually, real quick, before we do that...
Hey, everybody, this is Alexis. I want to break into this show with a word from one of our sponsors, Live, Breathe Football. Absolutely incredible soccer specific streetwear brand. I'm not exactly sure what category they fit in. I just know that everything they sell is fly and also functional. So if you're like Christian and you play soccer, you want to get this gear. If you're like me and you just want to look fly around the game of soccer, you also want to get this gear. And I can't explain to you how dope Aboon has been to us, the owner of Live Breathe Football and the designer. He has been a supporter of our show since day one, and it's so dope to see how far the brand has come. Again, Dwayne Wade just wore his shorts, and by the way, he wasn't the only one, okay? I recently took wifey out on a trip to Puerto Rico, and I had the same exact shorts, and let me tell you something, nobody stopped me and said, yo, are you Dwayne Wade? But I felt like it, you know what I mean? I felt like $1 million. I felt like I could dunk, you know what I mean? I felt like I could open my own winery, okay? Wifey was like, why are you Googling Gabrielle Union? I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just preparing myself, you know what I mean? Because I think I'm becoming Dwayne Wade, you know? But in reality, the shorts are absolutely dope. There's always just the quality of the gear. I can't express enough. Aboon does not just go out and find shorts and throw his name on it. He designs it from the ground up with you in mind. I look dope as hell in these shorts. And it's hard to get clothes for big dudes that look dope also in streetwear. And his clothes does that. It also looks good on any body type. It's absolutely incredible. You got to go to livebreathefootball.com and check out his streetwear. It's absolutely incredible. The shorts, the sweats, the workout gear, the everyday gear. It's all amazing. And if you use the code GULLIEST, you're going to get 15% off. Live, Breathe, Football, FUTBOL, livebreathefootball.com. Go there. Put Gulliest, spend your money. It'll be absolutely worth it. Right now, 15% off for using the code Gulliest. LiveBreatheFootball.com.
Okay. But Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield United, any surprise at that these are the teams that end up getting relegated? Or
I think the biggest surprise is that Newcastle isn't one of the teams getting relegated. They have just played like absolute dog shit. I don't see how you can move forward with what's my guy's name, Steve Bruce, feeling like you've had a okay season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get that they're not getting relegated. They're not going back to the championship. And I get that that's a bit of a relief. But I don't know how you look at this and say, this is what we wanted. Steve Bruce is one of those managers that just plays such an old school, stodgy English style, you know, which now you almost only think of as being like in League One or champ at the championship lower tier levels. You know what I mean?
The, I mean, you, when you look at 18 goals for Fulham, 19 for, what was it?
Oh, wait, West Brom.
Am I looking at? No, these are the losses. It's 25 goals for Fulham, 32 for West Brom, 18. I mean, but when you look at goals allowed, I mean, 62 goals, 68 goals for West Brom, 62 for Sheffield. It is like most of the time, the relegation battles usually maybe like, maybe, I don't know, the last couple of years been a little bit closer, like, or where the bad teams. There's been a bigger grouping, like the dog shit has been spread out from 20 to 15 a little bit better. But it was pretty heavily smeared on the bottom three this time around.
There was a larger amount of it at the bottom three than in the prior years. And Wikipedia said Steve Bruce never moves the team forward. He treads water at best. And I think that that's true. And I think the guy that I'm probably most shocked about is Big Sam Allardyce.
That's right.
Actually getting relegated. You know what I mean?
I thought he was unrelegatable.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, smart move to bring in Ainsley Maitland-Niles. Just West Brom is one of those teams where you're just like, there's no real, I don't know anything about them. You know what I mean? There's no passion behind it for other. I'm sure their fans are very passionate.
The Baggies. But I just look
at
this.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm looking at them like, yeah, nah, man. Everything about you seems like a slightly lower grade. You know what I mean?
It's weird how...
like, everything is pixelated, like Crimson Pizza watching it. You know what I mean?
Yo, these brothers, West Brom, you some low-resolution football, damn, bro.
You hit the standard resolution, but you can't even click on HD.
But it's wild how these teams, especially Fulham, who just came back into the Premier League, but like how bad they are in the Prem and how dominant they are in the Championship. You know what I mean? Like it's, you would think the gap wouldn't be that stark from the team that wins the Championship and the team that gets relegated from the Premier League. But sometimes it really is. It just seems like the gap is just so wild. It almost, you understand. Sometimes like I look at Bundesliga has, I believe it's 17 teams or 18 teams in,
I think it's 18.
18 in their league. And it's like, just add two more, make it a nice, perfectly 20 sound, just feels better. But then it's like from 18 to 19, the gap must be brutal. You know what I mean? Where they're like, we can't even add one more because it'll embarrass the league.
Yeah. It's, If the adding of a team means bringing in a West Brom, which I'll be on, yeah, don't do it. You know what I mean?
Look, I'll be honest. It's not going to work out.
West Brom, which club you want to bring up again?
That's okay. Andrew said Leeds dealt with the jump, as much as I hate to say it. That's right. Leeds.
Not only did they deal with the jump, it even seemed watching them in the championship that they were already prepared for at least mid-table.
Yeah, and they're currently in 10th. And but they have been, even from the first game. The first game was against Liverpool. Jack Harrison scored that first goal, and even, you know, players who had never even played in the Premier League looked like they had been there for a couple years.
And what's my guy Calvin Phillips even got in the national team?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's moments where you look at a team like Leeds, and then you look at a team like Fulham. Both have managers that are highly thought of, but I've heard more people saying that Scott Parker should be getting a big job in England. Scott Parker shouldn't go down to the championship. He should be considered for your Tottenhams, for your other larger clubs. But I don't hear nobody saying that about Bielsa. Well, no, being serious, how come no one talks about Bielsa as sort of deserving a bigger job?
So, okay. So, and I'll explain that perfectly because everyone should check out Soccer 101, this particular episode, number 55. Taylor Rockwell goes and gives a great explanation of why Bielsa is so beloved and why he is the way he is. So essentially, Bielsa does not want big time jobs because he will essentially feel like hamstrung. Like he wants the freedom of a fixer upper. That is his whole mentality, and that's he doesn't want
a new car.
No,
nah. He's like, give me something with a fucked up Carfax.
Okay, you don't just keep, give it. Let me have it for a couple of years. Trust me, there'll be a couple ladies pulling up and trying to see who's in this car. All
nah,
right?
You just wait. You just keep the cameras rolling, baby. I'm gonna fix this.
But
maybe that's true. Maybe he doesn't want. But I do think there's a certain level of disrespect put on Bielsa because no one's saying, yo, that's the guy who should take over Tottenham. He should take over. You had Pochettino. Pochettino learned under Bielsa.
Yeah, but this is why, and Taylor mentions this in the podcast as well, about why the people under Bielsa who learn from him do better than he does. And they his nickname is El Loco. And
it's because he is crazy. He's 100%
crazy. He's like legitimate. Where people, Pochettino, Pep, everybody,
Sampaoli,
they take things that work well from Bielsa, and the psychosis, they leave it aside. That's essentially how it works.
Not so cool, Andrew, but Bielsa doesn't want a big job. Spurs would fit perfectly. Also, I want to read what Quagliarella said.
Quagliarella, which is the...
Because I'm going to say something in it that's going to make you realize where he's coming from. This is such a load of rubbish. Scott Parker needs to learn management rather than assume he will learn management with greater resources. Those mistakes he makes whilst learning will be more costly at Tottenham, sorry to say. I think we got an English Tottenham fan on our hands, boys. Well,
look, all I'm saying, I read that statement, and I'm like, yo, there are not enough grammatical errors in that statement, sir. Okay.
Also, is that Daniel Levy pretending to be a watcher of our show? I think when you look at what Quagliarella said, you're 100% right. And I do think Scott Parker deserves to be in the Prem. I don't know if he deserves to be in, let's say, a top eight club.
Okay.
Given that statement is made, these are the clubs that people are linking with Scott Parker. And what has Scott Parker done? Bielsa has done more with less than Scott Parker. Why? Because Scott Parker dresses well and he's an Englishman. That's why I feel he's getting the love.
Okay. Steven Jumbo Jet just said Tottenham's players would not last a week with Bielsa. Only Son, I think. Yeah.
They'd all have abs and man buns.
Apparently Bielsa does the, you know, he's obviously very particular about the type of player that he wants and scouts. But one of the fitness is such an important part, the training. I'm dying to get Jack Harrison back on the show so we can talk to him and really get the scoop, you know?
Yeah.
How's he treating you? Is he good to you? You know?
Bielsa says fitness is important. Fitness trophy in your cabinet.
But apparently he measures the body fat of players. Mm-hmm. He is very, very particular.
Also, they do stamina testing. Their stamina, they're those, you know, you run on the treadmill with all the stuff attached to you. You know what I mean?
Robert from LA said Parker also reminds me of a long lost member of the British royal family. I can see that. Looking like a 1950s manager with the hair, sure.
Not so cool. Andrew said, Jack ain't eating burgers no more. We're gonna have to name a salad after him.
Bauer Zero said, I'd lose body fat for Bielsa. Okay,
damn, you'll propose to Bielsa on your own time, dog. Only one engagement per show, folks.
Love it. But
not
yeah,
so cool. Andrew said, substitution, burger buns out, man buns in.
I highly recommend that Soccer 101, by the way. Definitely check it out. It's very, very entertaining. Okay, a couple, where should we go to next? I mean, I know the, I mentioned this on Twitch before we started recording, but I wanted to get to this because I saw a story about Andrea Pirlo. Juve is going through it right now because they are AC Milan just won today. Juve, I believe, won today as well. But the it looks like Juve is not going to the Champions League next season. What will that mean for that club if they? What happens to Pirlo if they don't make
Pirlo's
it?
Pirlo's already getting fired.
You think he's not lasting? He's not going to be there next season.
No, there are the rumors are Zidane is being looked at as the next manager. I mean, you know, which to some degree, I mean, I kind of don't want Zidane to leave because then if Zidane leaves, it's guaranteed we don't keep Odegaard at Arsenal. So that's just for personal things. But I can't see Juventus in Europa League or whatever the Europa League conference, whatever that other secondary competition is.
Oh, yeah, the qualifying to Europa, yeah.
No, it's another competition.
No, because Everton was in this a couple years ago. Basically,
No. They're adding another Europa.
Whoa!
Yeah, they're adding like a, what is it, Europa...
Just the NNIT, you know, like
Conference League, the Europa Conference League. Yeah, their Europa Conference is a third competition. Yeah, Doug,
this is news to me.
Yeah, where have you been? We do four shows a week about soccer.
I didn't know they were adding another Europa. Okay,
yeah, it's the Europa Conference. It's all for all the people just below Europa. So basically.
Let's bang it.
Leeds. I think Leeds next season.
Let's. I mean,
are we banging this?
I'm going to bang it. Bing is already suggesting a European wax center because I think that's that's who's sponsoring the Europa League B. Okay?
Buddy, what do you think is below the neck on everyone who has a man bun in Leeds? You got to run quick.
Europa Conference League? Is that what it is? Yeah. Uh-huh. Europa Conference. Okay, let's. Let's learn.
Haven't you looked at the table and noticed that sixth place?
I thought that was the qualifying to Europa.
No, that's conference.
Yeah, the Europa Conference League.
Luke Stergio put Europa MILF League. I mean.
colloquially referred to as the UEFA Conference League is a planned annual football club competition held by UEFA for eligible European football club. Clubs will qualify for the competition based on their performance in their national leagues and cup competition. Okay, we know this. But. Yeah, this is new. I didn't know anything about this.
Yeah, man. We actually talked about it on this show.
Competition is scheduled to run from 21-22 season and will serve as the bottom level of the existing UEFA Europa League competition, which is due to be reduced from 48 to 32 teams in the group stage. Interesting. So they're essentially taking the making less teams in the Europa League and just having this.
Steven Jumbo Jed said, "Yo, LOL. Christian is brave to show us his suggestion search. Europa waxing. What's that? I think you know exactly what it is."
Okay, look, I'm trying to stay groom. I'm gonna be a groom, but I'm trying to be groomed. All right?
Yo, my dude's gonna be silky smooth under the pants on his honeymoon. Dog.
Okay.
Wikipedia said man gets engaged and forgets shit.
I have no memory of having that conversation. I am okay. So, well, hopefully Everton qualifies to Europa B.
All of a sudden he's excited about it because
we really got to fight to get into this European competition that has so much history. All right.
Carlo Ancelotti is going to be like, get me out of here. Hey, what about this? What if Carlo Ancelotti gets offered the Juventus gig? You think he takes it?
No. He loves Everton. Loves it.
Completely unbiased reporting.
Getting a new stadium. Better. It's a better project. Who wants Juve now? Nobody. Nutmeg is back, everybody.
Yeah, we can hear.
Okay. The other, speaking of Juve, I wanted to bring up this story.
We didn't even get to talk about the thing that's in the title.
What's in the title?
Are City the biggest club in Manchester, and should Arteta be fired as Arsenal coach? I'm not sure if I put manager.
Look, based on you know,
what do you think? I'll ask you this: what do you think if Manchester City wins Champions League? That means they would have won Champions League for the first time in their career. They've won 3 out of 4 Premier Leagues, and clearly seem to be unstoppable. And have the best manager in football. Does that mean that they usurp Manchester United and become the biggest club in Manchester?
They do not. They are the best team in Manchester. Manchester United, it's going to take another century.
not Uncle Andrew. Just put crying, laughing emojis.
No, they...
Oh, wait. D. Stu said he loves Everton. Ancelotti. He would never hop in his carlo to Juve.
Wow. Okay.
Yo, D. Stu. Go ahead, pulled hammies. He's stretching so far.
Okay, we appreciate the effort, all right? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? We know that. And
apparently some of the ones you do. No, I love it. I love it. Keep it coming, please.
The
D. Stu is the official pun czar of the cooligans. Okay.
Manchester City is the best team. They're not the biggest club. I think they're going to need...
do they have to do to become the biggest club? Because as far as I'm concerned... They are the bigger club right now in Manchester if they win the Champions League.
I think another generation of this kind of success. I think that is what will do it. Another 20 years.
If you're a player right now, let's say you are a creative midfielder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a creative midfielder and you're being sought after by both Manchester clubs. Who do you want to go to? Let's say... A striker, because that's the position both teams need.
If Pep is the manager, I want to go to City.
Everything is exactly how it is today. Then what does that tell you?
It says I can win at Manchester City. It doesn't mean
But everyone's talking about Sir Alex Ferguson. All of a sudden, the history and the lore and the passion of wearing the red shirt might none of that matters anymore.
Simply put. There are more Manchester United fans than there are Manchester City fans in Manchester.
Who cares?
We're talking about Manchester. You say, is it the biggest club in Manchester?
Yeah, but not within the confines of Manchester. Who's the biggest club that is based in Manchester? That's how I'm phrasing the question.
I'm still saying Manchester.
Which is the biggest of the Manchester clubs? How about that?
Yes, and stay tuned because also on Sunday we are speaking to Dominic Monaghan. Lord of the Rings. He played Mary. He also was in Lost and Star Wars. Yes, this is the caliber of guest that is coming through the Cooligans. But he is a massive Manchester United fan, and we have this debate as well. And
he answers the question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we actually had it as a debate, but I want to read. Robert from LA says Pep is still 10 titles behind Ferguson and Manchester United. Man City is the best team of the past decade in Manchester. So then doesn't that mean that right now they're the bigger club?
It's a matter of what you determine as the bigger club. Like what are the factors? Is it simply winning? Is it history? Is it titles? Is it, Instagram followers?
Can we feature Lozader21's comment? Because he put, okay, suckers. Man City are the fucking best, okay? All right.
Yeah. They say move it along, okay? Every time we have this conversation, big club, what? It is a question that can never be answered.
It's not true. I think there's some
subjective.
Nuance to it. No, I think there's tuance to it. There's nuance to it. I think it's very simple. Not so conscious that I'm in Manchester, but you're also a United fan. So I think you're the only one who can... You can't really answer unbiasedly. A nice cold brew said, Man U has that legacy appeal, but if we talk in straight football and organizational operational superiority, you can make an argument that United is bigger. And that's kind of the point. We've talked about this before where we can't get into on the show because we've got to keep it moving to other subjects. But on this show, we can. If you look at the way Manchester City has run their program, they own 10 clubs across the world that are feeding them development players. They're not going out and spending $100 million on a player. We looked at the numbers before. The most expensive player they have is Kevin De Bruyne at $68 million. Well, that he's not eating the PS5, is he?
He is not.
Okay. Please don't eat the PS5. We need to give it away. If we look at the fact that they're spending all of their money in that $40 to $68 to $70 million range, they're not buying three or four of the most expensive players like United kind of is doing. They're going out and spending really well across the board, and they're finding players in the Brazilian league. They're finding players across the world like Ederson. I don't think anyone knew about until City got them. You look at the system they have. You look at their ability to continue to buy these type of players. You look at the fact that they have a manager that has a system that allows these players to shine. People thought Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was going to get fired before the midway of the season. This isn't, we're not talking about, even if it was Pep versus Sir Alex Ferguson, I'd agree with you. I'd say, you know what? We're still in that United era. To me, I think that chapter of United is closed. That book is on the shelf and a new one is open.
I agree with that. I think I think Manchester United has not adapted to the modern era of football. When it comes to, and this is, I've never been to Old Trafford, but from what I hear is that
I hear you can just walk in whenever you want.
Okay, they're very, very welcoming.
Go ahead, sit on the goal, buddy.
Like, the hostess is very polite. From what I hear is that the stadium is quite old, needs renovations. There's a lot of things that they have not done. I mean, and this is why people are mad at the Glazers, because they see the noisy neighbors have all the shiny new toys, and Manchester United is still kind of holding on to their past. And maybe that is what's going to like do them in a little bit, where they not being able to keep up with the rest of the Premier League or those top teams in the Premier League, because they're so attached to their history and maybe won't let it go.
And Glenster 25 said Man United buys the big name players that don't work out, which is kind of true. I mean, look at City. Remember City at one point this season were in 13th place. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we were talking about like, yo, defensively, they're done. They can't put it together.
And Everton was in first. Remember
that's
that?
Right. I remember those days. It seems like a nightmare at this point. but what happened? They went and got one player, Ruben Diaz, and look at how much has changed. They're almost unstoppable, right? Yeah. If I want to also just point out what Lozader 21 said, and this is all caps. So I come from Manchester. I'm a Manc, i.e. citizen. We know what Manc means, by the way. Men, you are suckers. Always thinking of the past, because that part wasn't all caps. You know what? As much as I don't agree with the way Lozader 21 is saying it, I kind of agree. Like, every time I talk to a Manchester United fan about who's the bigger club, or I hear that conversation, or I talk to someone, I bring it up, they go, oh, we've got the history, we've got this, it means something to play for Manchester United. Sure, it means something, and there's history with Arsenal. Not the same, I agree with that, but there's history there. Yeah. Are we the biggest club in London because of that? No.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got the most fans, but I don't think that matters right now. I think City, especially if they win the Champions League, will usurp. They will usurp.
put some syrup in
sorry.
It.
they gonna hop over United and be the biggest club in Manchester. And I think the only thing, I think it comes swinging heavily back in Manchester United's favor if they simply win the domestic league.
Yeah, I think over time, Manchester United has to turn things around. They are.
We're talking about a second place team, by the way.
Exactly, but this is. But the gap is still too large.
These stupid man, you sir.
what did you think about Edinson Cavani? He did resign Manchester United. I'll put it to everyone in the chat as well. He will be back for one more year. There were rumors that he might go to play where? In Uruguay or in Argentina or something?
MLS. There were so many rumors out there. Going to Spain. Yeah. I think, or, you know, Portugal. Supposedly he was being looked at by either Benfica, again, which I believe was a rumor before he went to United. But I think this is good. If this is your starter, if this is your every match starter next season, you as Manchester United failed. The guy's 35 years old. Nothing wrong. Clearly can still score. That's not the guy you should be depending on. When I think of United strikers, I think of like a Harry Kane. You should be going after that guy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think you should be going, I don't believe Harry Kane is a $100 million player, but it is what it is. That's the type of player you should be going after. Captain of the English squad, you know? That's a United player right there, mate. I can't do a Manchester accent, so that's all you get. Some would say I can't do that accent either, but that's the kind of player I see starting up front for United. Edinson Cavani, wonderful. If you get him for one more season and he's your backup, good. If that's the guy you start with every match, that means you didn't do shit in the transfer window. That's what that means.
So Kyle Andrews said, United are the third most valuable team in sports, sit second in the league, and everyone talks as if they're obsolete. City are only 2 decades removed from the third division levels. All right.
Yo, people were saying that about Rome like 6 weeks before it fell. We're the biggest. What you talking about? Look at these riches around us.
What are them interesting weapons you inventing? They ain't gonna hurt me.
Right? Ain't got nothing. Yo, we got boats. Boats will never be obsolete.
You see this helmet? Impenetrable.
Yeah. Bruh, what's that? Why you pour powder into that stick?
Anyway, the look, I'm definitely not saying that they're obsolete. I still think United are the bigger club because of that history. But you can't have Manchester City winning year after year and expect to. There's going to be a new generation of fans, whether they're 7, 8 years old.
Couple you know, Gen Zers out here.
Yeah, and that are going to be making this decision. Even you're going to be seeing it with Dominic Monaghan. Please check it out on Sunday at 7 p.m. on Football Sports Network. But Dominic Monaghan comes from a family that are Manchester United and City fans, and it is split, and they have that internal debate. But you're only going to have more of that year after year if City keep winning. That's just they're gonna be a more fun team to watch. And they are the more fun team to watch, not even now.
It's Brett put, with Ole, we are on the right path. And I kind of have to disagree. And this is why I'm starting to be a little bit more comfortable with the idea of Mikel Arteta being fired. And here's why. Point at Chelsea. Chelsea had Frank Lampard. Historically a great player for the club, clearly loved the club, did a pretty good job his first year. Second year, he stunk it up. He gets sacked. They bring in a manager with pedigree, with a history, with a knowledge of European competitions from, did really well over in Germany and in France. They bring him in and look at what he's done. He's put them in the Champions League final. Now, am I emotionally connected to Mikel Arteta? Yes. Right? Played for the team. I really love someone who has the tactical brain he does and wants to play a different style. Came from the Pep sort of system. Wants to develop that style at Arsenal. That intrigues me. Am I clouding my ability to say, nah, he should be gone. We should go get a big name? A little bit. I think the same thing might be happening at Manchester United. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has clearly proven he's not a bad manager. Will you agree with me there?
I do.
Has he proven that he's a great manager?
No. I mean,
no.
But being in second place, getting to the final of Europa League, I think winning Europa League, especially with you people not even believing you and people thinking that he was going to lose his job. I think, even if he finishes in second place next year, that's still pretty great. I mean, I don't want to use that word has a lot of gravitas, but it's still he deserves his flowers if he is getting through everything that he's gone through and fixing what Mourinho left for him. You got to give him a lot of credit for even getting to second place and especially getting to a Europa League final. That's still huge.
Yeah, I think winning Europa League, Mourinho won Europa League at United.
He did. I mean, also,
it's not like they haven't done it in decades. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, look at the club. Look at the players. Look at the squad. Winning Europa League shouldn't satiate you if you're a United fan. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has done nothing for me to say you shouldn't be knocking on the door of a bigger manager. You shouldn't be trying to upgrade that position. The one thing I will say, it seems like, the rumor is he's gone, but it seems like he kind of figured out the Pogba thing. He seems to understand how to play Bruno Fernandes really well. Martial has kind of disappeared, but Greenwood and Rashford to some degree have continued to develop. In those things, I can't sit there and say he's a bad manager. I'm even willing to say he's a pretty good manager. But you and I have had this conversation as to who's the biggest manager in the top four. Neither one of us have rated Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Neither one of us have sat here and said he's great.
He just seems like a cool substitute teacher, you know?
Right?
Like
he got that adjunct professor.
Yeah, where everybody's like, oh, I love it when Mr. Solskjaer is here because I got to do homework. You know what I mean? Like, there's a little bit of that. But look, if that's his management style and he's finding this success, look, I think most people did not expect Man U to be in second place at the beginning of the season. Pietro Ba, thank you so much for the follow. Appreciate it very much. John on the bed said, please call me Ollie. Feder 9829, thank you for the follow as well. Much appreciated. You got to give him his credit. At the very least, Manchester United fans have they have so many bigger things to be upset about. Their team is doing well. They're playing in a cup final. They are in second place. They are essentially guaranteed Champions League football. We'll know that any day now. And so a lot to look forward to. I'm excited to see what the project looks like with Cavani there for a full year. And just the team seems to be gelling. It's just a matter of like, and they beat City this year. Did they beat them twice? No, right? Or once? I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
I think once. Whatever. Somebody will let me know. But they just... If they didn't have that rocky, those difficult matches at the at the beginning of the year, they'd be much closer to Manchester City, without a doubt.
The part of me just doesn't believe. I think Ole has been like a good person to settle the ship. I'm not sure he's the guy to get you to that next step. And again, I could be wrong. If Ole Gunnar Solskjaer comes next season and continues to compete for the top position, and even if they finish in second, if they continue to compete, potentially finish in first or make more of a competition out of it, then maybe I'm wrong. But it doesn't feel like it. You know what I mean? I'll tell you this. I would not, if they sack Arteta, I wouldn't want Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as his replacement. Premier League, which again, I think we realize is not the actual Premier League, but Premier League said, Christian, you actually a toffee?
I am very much a toffee. You can't tell by my accent, bruh.
Yeah, okay. Born and raised.
Yes, I am. I'm an Everton supporter. So thank you for asking. So the other thing I wanted to discuss very quickly.
Yeah, because I actually have to get to my show.
Yes. Andrea Pirlo, manager for Juve. These were his comments about Weston McKennie. He said... quoting Pirlo, he said he has a chance of starting. He has lost weight, and that's something we had to drill into his mindset. Now he is concentrated and more professional compared to when he arrived. He has to be professional at 100%, not 50%. So the response to this, what I've heard is that the players did not like that he publicly said this about Weston McKennie and particularly his weight. They felt like it had gone, that was a little too far.
I mean, that does sound to me like one of the locker room things you don't ever really expose about a player. Like whenever you watch the like Amazon documentaries about like behind the scenes stuff, you'll hear them talk to them about, they keep data. You know what I mean? It's like your body fat is too high and this is this much and blah, blah, blah. So I get it, I guess, but that's usually not some shit you say. Yeah, I mean, you say something like we talked to him about his,
fitness.
His fitness, his ability to play a full 90. There's coded language in there that you would use to get out of that. And it's like, why are you bringing this up? You know what I mean? Is it just because he American, you know?
Yeah.
Pirlo's portion sizes, they're too, too big, you know? We say no super size.
Weston, you have too much a booty, as they say.
Weston, your contract is for you to play a football, calcio, not for the twerking.
It seems a bit you know, may, look, Pirlo, this is his first managerial job. Maybe he thinks this is normal. Maybe he thinks this is the way to speak.
Maybe he got body shamed, you know?
Yeah, maybe he's just, you know, projecting this trauma
right
onto Weston McKennie that he received.
Like, Christian, can you word for word read D. Stu's last comment?
D. Stu says, why you Weston-ing Pirlo's judgment? Man.
D. Stu's back, baby.
I think D. Stu got a degree in puns. Yeah.
Bruh, he went to Pun University. I was trying to think of a pun for the college.
Puniversity.
But I just thought it didn't have the pizzazz to it. D. Stu put got him. I know. I got it.
I think this statement coming at the time. That
Penn
it came.
State instead of Penn State. PU class of 08. PU is true.
I think these statements coming out at this time, I don't know. It just seems like a redirection. You know, we were talking about Juve, and what if they?
You think he's like, you can't fire me. Weston's fat.
Look at him.
Damn, get Toby out here, man.
I think it's a
with your fat ass. You
can't. No, he likes it when I call him that. Don't worry.
He cool about it. He's crying to try to lose weight. You know what I mean?
Just literally hazing Weston McKennie.
Damn.
I think it is a. I almost hope Juve don't make Champions League just to see what happens. I'm like absolutely fascinated of what the media is going to do, what the response is going to be. Maybe Ronaldo leaves. It is going to be a nightmare if they don't make it to Champions League. So I'm just the part of me hopes that they don't.
Yeah. I mean, I do like, you know, Bedlam. I do like mayhem. So I am excited to see what happens if Juventus don't make it into European competition. Also, so we're not the only ones, you know, Arsenal.
And also,
you know?
Look, Juve, I believe, is still in the Super League, right? It's Juve, Barca, and Madrid that are still, they're still trying to make it work.
Did you hear that they may get expelled from Serie A if they don't leave?
Yes, I did see that as well. So that is the threat that has been made, that if they have not officially renounced the Super League, that they will not be in Serie A. And I forgot who is I think it might have been the head of UEFA, the head of Serie A, was like, essentially was like, look, I know they have a lot of fans, but these are rules. And so not doing them any favors, not going to kind of look past this. So, but them missing out on Champions League.
Thank you, Marco Tats, for the follow.
Them missing out.
You've just been placed in the raffle for the PS5.
Okay. But essentially, if like they the money that they wanted so badly from the Super League, if they don't even get the money from qualifying for Champions League, absolute madness. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think that is it for the podcast. Everybody, thank you so much for if you're listening to this. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Leave a review on iTunes if you have not. We always appreciate that. Anything else? Tune in Sunday, 7 p.m. Fubo Sports Network. Also follow the Fubo Sports YouTube channel to watch full episodes of the show. But we have Dominic Monaghan of Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
We got a Hobbit on the show, okay?
He was in Lost. He was in Star Wars.
Yeah.
All things I've never watched, including Lord of the Rings. Actually, find out what his reaction is to me saying, I've never actually seen anything you're in.
Yes, which is just absolute madness. But
also, probably not the thing to say to a famous actor.
So make sure you tune into that. And a lot of fun shows coming up as well the following week. Apologies. This Sunday is not... Dominic Monaghan. He is the following Sunday. He's going to be the 23rd. But this Sunday, we have Jamia Fields of the Houston Dash.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who's also an incredible guest.
Yeah. She's absolutely crushed it. She was really, really fun. So tune in to that as well. We usually say leave a review, leave 5 stars on iTunes. We're always trying to increase. We are four reviews away from from what you call it, from what is it, 700.
So oh, yeah, that's right. We haven't asked for a review in years. So
help
get
us,
in there and give some reviews.
Help us get there. We appreciate it. Okay. All right. Anything else? I think that's good. Oh, yeah. And a reminder, follow us here on Twitch. Even if you do not use Twitch or whatever.
That's right. Follow us. Hit the follow button.
Because you're going to get an opportunity to win a PS5 on May 29th during the Champions League final. Go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans or eltwitcher.com. Okay.
That's right.
And watch the Champions League final with us so that you can win a PS5.
Look at that.
You know, I mean, who doesn't want a PS5 right now? Okay.
I think you all do. I do, and I already have one.
Okay. I want another one. Alexis is trying to take, he wants two. Don't let him get it. So follow us on Twitch. Stay tuned for, look out for the tweet at Taco Cooligans on Twitter. All you got to do is retweet that tweet. And follow us on Twitch. That's all we ask. We're trying to get to 5,000 followers here on Twitch. It's been a great experience, great community. We just want to keep growing that. So you could win a free PS5 just clicking on a button.
How simple is that? Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
And when the tweet comes out, hit that retweet button.
Boom. Okay.
Help us get the word out.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it. Y'all the absolute best. Follow us everywhere. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the follow. Do all the things. Okay. I'll get Helene in a second. It'll be exclusive to the people on Twitch. So let us end the show the way we normally do. My name is Cristian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!